All right. Welcome to the sixth episode of This and That Podcasting Podcast. I'm Alex Bauer. I'm with my best friend, Kyle Dobis. And
everybody,
we are getting things started today on the other side of the new year. Happy New Year, Kyle. Happy New Year, everybody,
Happy
listeners. Last time we were talking, it was the 31st. It was New Year's Eve. It's been a week and a half since, so we've got a lot to cover, a lot to talk about since then. Starting with a lot of games, for sure. I mean, we just had two rounds almost go off. We're going to have the second or the semifinals kick off tonight as well with Ohio State and Texas. And so we do have the Notre Dame Penn State game to talk about. So with that, we start with our picked top five games of the week. I seem to have gone 1-for-5 with my picks. My one out of the five being the Kentucky-Florida game. Kentucky beating Florida 106-100.
That was a great game.
I mean,
game,
if you told me that a team's going to score 100 games and they're going to lose, I'd be like, what? No.
I was watching that one, and it was actually a really good game. I had enjoyed watching it.
Yeah. So it was quite the game to experience, for sure.
Yep.
Especially on my end, having to work it, and I was just like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. That was a fun game. Florida kind of proved themselves with that one and the next game that they played, but they're for a real team.
Oh, yeah, they turned right around. They beat the number one team by 30 points, 73-43.
Yeah, 43 points was crazy.
So putting that in the top five, I mean, that's a good top five for a Florida Gator fan, but for anybody that's trying to watch and enjoy a game, maybe not. But, I mean, some people might have tuned in just to see the number one team that was the last undefeated team in the men's college basketball realm to finally take a loss. So there are no more undefeated teams in college men's basketball now.
Nope, no more. It's all done.
So
let the games begin.
Let the games begin, man. Let the games begin.
Yep. Oh. Yeah.
But, yeah, my other four, or at least three, I should say now, are the Ohio State-Oregon game, which obviously became a very lackluster game. I pretty much turned the TV off, like, after the
first 8
third
minutes.
Touchdown. For, yeah,
after
probably
like
for
the game.
Like,
I
was
the whole world
like,
kind of turned off. It was kind of boring.
Yeah,
I didn't even care if
Ohio
State won is more of I just wanted an entertaining game. It just was not entertaining.
Yep, it got out of hand pretty quickly there.
It was like Oregon decided to not show up for this one.
Nope, they did not show up in any good attire, if you ask me. Like, I was questioning, why are you wearing silver helmets against a team that is notorious for wearing silver helmets? Like, you have, like, all these, like, jersey mumbo jumbo, like, you know, mashups that you can pick from, and you pick this one. Like, why?
I thought they would have gone with like the matte black, like the solid black out with it. It would look a lot better.
I mean, yeah, that's
or the green helmet.
I mean,
just
if
go
yeah,
with a solid green helmet like that.
Like, yeah, I was thinking go traditional. Yeah, go all green.
Go
like
old school light green that
like
they used to
wear. Yeah, like why go away from that. Like, I don't understand. But obviously, I'm not the guy that picks the jerseys, so what do I know?
It did not look like the same Oregon team that we've watched all year long.
No, they didn't.
Like, at all.
They looked terrible on all ends of the spectrum.
The entire offensive gimmick, the coaching wasn't good.
Their uniforms, their coaching, their offense, their defense, their special teams.
It was terrible.
Their uniforms.
It was terrible.
All around.
That's
and then obviously, yeah, I mean, like, seriously. And then obviously the other game is the Lions Minnesota Vikings game. I mean, it was interesting for the first half, but then the Lions just ran away with it the second half. I was cheering. I was excited, you know, winning the NFC North. It was great. And yeah, it wasn't much of a game that I thought it would have been, especially that second half.
It should have been closer. Minnesota just had a couple plays they missed, and it would have made the game a completely different game. And then he just, I don't know why they keep trying to go for it on fourth down in the goal line when all they had to do was kick a field goal and keep it in the game early.
Yeah.
That was a mistake. They shouldn't have done that early. That's not worth it. But, hey, Detroit looked great. Here's to getting that first seed.
I know. Getting the playoffs, number one seed in the NFC. They got to go through Detroit. And we got Montgomery healthy. This is...
Woo! I won't say healthy, but he's going to play.
Well, he's going to play. He's going to play.
Yeah, he's going to play.
Mean,
he's not healthy, absolutely.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. My top five, I don't remember what the other ones were because it got erased. So I know.
Well, they're down there. They're down there for you. I got you. They're there. No, I got you. Those are them. Yeah, they're right there. Okay. Yeah. I got them in order just for you.
Yeah, so we pretty much had the same ones. I had, the Eagles Giants I put on there. But I put that as a like an asterisk of if Saquon Barkley plays, and he didn't play, so it kind of just threw my
whole off.
It threw my whole game
completely.
Off on just that one was automatically Knicks just because of him not playing. I still think Kentucky. I hit with that one, like you said, and like I took the one with Detroit with yours, Ohio State with yours. I took Notre Dame and Georgia game. It was close, but I still wouldn't consider it a top five game.
I mean, Georgia didn't look like Georgia like that. You probably thought they looked like at all. Like they putting up only 10 points is not a Georgia SEC team.
I thought it'd be closer, but it's just kind of how I saw this game playing out. I just felt like Notre Dame was just going to beat them. I didn't know how bad or if they'll just take it away, but I just had a feeling they were going to win that game.
Yeah. So, I mean, with that, you kind of go 1-5 as well. One for
pretty
five
much,
picks.
Yeah. So, we're 1-5 on that one.
Because our actual top five that we agree between each other. So our number one game goes to the Texas-Arizona State game going in OT there in the Peach Bowl. Yep. Congratulations, Arizona State. You took Texas to overtime. I actually thought they might have won, to be honest. Like when they were turning things around and they were playing the way that they were playing.
When they came back and tied it, I thought this could be it right here for Texas. That'd be crazy. And at that point, because they screwed my parlay over – the one we took on this show, I was like, I'll just like screw it. Like, just Texas lose. I hope you just lose now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe go 5-4-1 because of that Texas spread.
Dang it, Arizona. Why'd you have to do that?
That was a great bet, too.
I know.
Yeah, and then what, and number so, two was what, the Kentucky-Florida game. So that was the one we hit.
Yep, so that's the one that we hit for our top five games, the only one out of all of them. The number three game is last night's game between Notre Dame and Penn State. Man, that was a back-and-forth game. I was working a basketball game, and I couldn't keep my eyes off of it. Like, I was especially the second half.
Yeah, a huge mistake at the end by Aller throwing that interception. You just can't do that in that position.
Nope.
Just throw it out. It's not even worth risking forcing that throw. It sucks for the kid, but I mean, you just can't do that in that position at that point of the game. But
nope,
hey,
you can't.
Look at my pick all the way to the national championship game already.
Already, they just got to go over one more hurdle of either Texas or Ohio State. So
yep. That was my pick. I said that was my sneaker or my sleeper pick.
Where my pick is already gone.
I said, watch out. Notre Dame could run the table right now.
Gone. And then our number four that we've agreed upon is the Bengals-Steelers game that happened on Saturday night last week. It was a game for the Bengals to try and get into the playoffs. Obviously, they needed both Miami to lose and Kansas City Chiefs to lose, which the Chiefs decided to – or no, they needed the Chiefs to win, and the Chiefs decided to lose, unfortunately.
They needed the Broncos to lose and the Miami Dolphins to lose or tie, and then, of course, Chiefs just went to bed and let them win. I hated it. I really wanted to see the Bengals in.
Yeah, but
it was a great game.
Miami Dolphins won too. The Dolphins took care of business against the Jets, but
yeah, that's true. The game was a fun game to watch. Unless you were a Steelers fan, you had to watch George Pickens drop about 7 passes the entire game. It was definitely entertaining. Besides that, never seen a dude drop so many passes in a game.
It's especially if you have them on your fantasy football and you're somehow playing the last week of the season. I don't know why you're doing that.
Yeah, so hopefully you're not.
If your fantasy league is doing that, you need to leave the league or tell the league to be like, hey, we need to stop playing.
Leave and join another league at that point.
Yep. And then at number five, a surprising number five game, the Panthers beating the Falcons 44-38 in overtime. That's Panthers awesome leaving off on a very, very high win there, especially the kind of season that they had lately.
Leaving the season on a high note for no reason.
For no
reason. Just keep winning just to go lower and lower in your draft now, so it's okay.
But
at least it did prove that they do have their quarterback. They don't have to go after a quarterback. Bryce Young's looked amazing since his benching. So it's something to look forward to for the Panthers. It looks like they can score points now, maybe get them another weapon on offense or just help their defense like we talked about last week. Like you can't be really be in a losing position if you're the Panthers now with your draft pick, knowing that you should have your quarterback and he should play like this now.
And that leads into our honorable mentions. We'll split this segment. Kyle, I'll let you take the first honorable mention.
Oh, yes. We'll take the Michigan Wolverines basketball team sweeping the Cali teams. Oh, that was amazing. I was getting so aggravated watching the first game. The USC game was just – I wanted to murder the refs. Every time I watch college basketball, I always get mad at the refs. But it was – even the UCLA game also – I don't get how many times you just call foul after foul after foul against Michigan. I know it's biased because I'm a Michigan fan, but usually when you watch like the box score at the end of the game, the fouls are somewhat even. The fouls were not even close to being even against USC and UCLA until it was already blown out when they just said, well, we don't even worry about your fouls. We're still going to beat you by 20 points or 15 points. But
I mean, that's just how, you know,
aggravating to watch that part of it.
Conference play kind of starts off usually. It goes more towards the home team. Like I will say that, especially working these past two games with Kentucky and Florida. I mean, honestly, I felt like the fouls decided the game because it was only 6 points, 106 to 100. If there was a few more fouls, called Florida's way. Yeah, that game is totally different, and Florida might have actually won. And then between Tennessee and Florida, Tennessee lost by 30, but still there was a lot more fouls called against Tennessee than Florida, and Florida was the home team in that game. So you kind of get that from conference play at the beginning. They kind of favor a little bit to the home team. But
I just wish the number of fouls would go down. Like, let's not call every – no team should be – and the bonus with 12 minutes left in the game. That's crazy. And that was both games in this one. And they weren't
letting them play kind of thing is what you're saying.
Let them play a little bit. Like, if it's a ticky foul, like, just let it go. Like, if they're both battling down low, there's no reason to call a foul unless it's a clear, obvious foul. But it's like they were just getting so nitpicky near the end. And it just kills the entertainment of watching the game. Like, that Michigan-UCLA game was awesome to watch, especially when UCLA came back and, like, tied it and then took the lead. But then it got terrible because it was like every possession UCLA had was a foul. They were just on the free throw line the entire rest of the game. It just slows down everything. I hate when college basketball does that. But Michigan looks for real this year. Like that was a huge sweep coming out of there. Now they're top dogs in the Big Ten, undefeated still in the conference. Their season's basically just going to live and die by turnovers and when they commit their turnovers, because it looks like they're just going to average 18 turnovers a game no matter what, no matter who they play. So, and it helps them that their turnovers aren't in the crucial point of the game. It's like they get like these little four turnovers in a row, like early in the first or early in the second, and then when it comes down to crunch time near the end, they stop turning the ball over, which is good. But they just got too many weapons on this team, and I'm really excited to keep watching them this year.
Yeah, I'm excited to see them play out the season as well. And sounds like you're trying to order some new Big Ten refs here shortly. Get some new guys coming in.
Just lower the fouls. Like, have the teams go to the bonus at like the 5 minute mark at least. Like,
dear Big Ten refs.
Or here, NCAA, go to four quarters.
Well, it's not the NCAA. It's like football. Like when you watch like a bowl game and you see like a bowl game between two different conferences and they're like, it's like ACC, SEC, and they're like, hey, the Big Ten's actually refereeing this game. Well, that's how basketball is too. Like you get conference, you know, refs. So it's Big Ten refs reffing the game because it's a Big Ten conference game. So
I'm not saying like NCAA fix the reffing. I'm saying NCAA, here's what you can do: make it four quarters.
Oh,
when you go to four quarters
for the men's, exactly.
Yes, guess what resets? The bonus. The bonus is reset. Yep. So just go to that. I hate college basketball. The only thing I hate about it is the games are won and lost basically by free throws, and it shouldn't be that way.
Yep. I definitely agree with you
on
that.
Go to four quarters. It's the only men's basketball in the entire world, any organization that doesn't do four quarters. It makes no sense. Makes no sense.
And they got to go to the NBA, and the NBA has four quarters. So they're going to be like, what kind of world are we in?
Everyone has four quarters. Not one other basketball league doesn't have four quarters.
And then our second honorable mention goes to David Carl with his coaching the U.S. to a second straight gold at the World Juniors. Congratulations,
awesome.
David.
Yes.
I mean, bringing that gold medal to the U.S.
Man, that was an awesome game. Come from behind and then end it like that. That was an awesome game.
So that he gets our second honorable mention. My gut reactions for this week. Uh-oh, NFC North. You just got your kneecaps bitten by the Detroit Lions.
They're going to be a tough one. It's going to be hard to beat them.
It's going to be great. I'm going to be drinking blueberry Kool-Aid all freaking week long, waiting for the game and make some more for the game. And then my second gut reaction is the SEC football frauds.
I don't think
their reign is reigning anymore, to be honest. I mean, with their losses in the bowl games.
They're still going to have good teams, but they're not going to be like they were, no.
Right now their best team is Texas, and they're about to face Ohio State tonight. And I think if Texas loses, I think the SEC reign is completely over 100%
in my mind.
You're going to have your good teams.
I don't think they're going to
the Big Ten was, you know,
they're not
here
be
recently
worse than the ACC.
Yeah.
But they'll just, they're not going to
no,
be like
they're not,
they were.
Because I think the rain is going to go to the Big Ten. Or
and it kills
possibly
SEC,
the Big 12, but
it kills
I don't
SEC
know about
fans
the Big
when
12,
people
really.
Say it, but it really is. The reason is the NIL, that every teams can now pay for players, and SEC can't just do it under the table like they've been doing it for years.
Yep.
That's their whole sole reason. And now everyone can do it. And it's like, look what happens after like 2 years of NIL. Oh, SEC's not really that great, better than everybody else? Okay. Yeah.
So.
But yeah, my gut reaction is we kind of went over it. Like I had Michigan basically could be possibly, if they could control their turnovers, Michigan basketball is, in my opinion, and from the eye test, they're at the very minimum a top 10 team the rest of the year. If they can control their turnovers and not just fumble the ball. Their talent is a top 10 talent, hands down. The 2 7-footers on the roster are amazing. They just don't really have a weakness on this team, minus the turnovers. So it easily could be a top 10 team by the end of this year. My other one is going to be, I had Notre Dame to begin the playoffs, and I'm still going with it. Notre Dame is going to win the national championship. It just feels like that year. I love their coach, and I love the way they play football. They might not have the flashy quarterback, but they have the right quarterback for their system. They have a great defense.
He's definitely the right quarterback for the system. He gets it done no matter what.
He's not a superstar A-plus quarterback, but he's perfect for their system of offense that they run. This team reminds me of the Michigan team when they had Cade McNamara, where it was like, Cade's not the greatest quarterback, but he's perfect for that system. But this team reminds me of that. They have a solid defense, good offense, but a quarterback that can make plays on his legs. I just really like Notre Dame. I like Notre Dame if they have to play Ohio State or Texas. I still like them over either one of them.
I hear that. Yeah, let's get Notre Dame that trophy and get them
a
championship.
Yeah.
All right, and that leads into our entertainment segment here. For our entertainment segment, we are talking NFL. Playoffs, going from the college football playoff to NFL now. The NFL playoffs kick off this weekend on Saturday. First game is obviously the Texans taking on the Chargers. I mean, the past, what, 8, 9 years, the Texans have been the Saturday game at 3:30.
Yeah, it
Surprise,
feels like it's all they
surprise.
always have the early game, always.
So, I
See,
mean.
but CJ Stroud has to go up against his daddy. He doesn't like
I
facing Jim
definitely
Harbaugh, so.
he does not like he does not like him at all.
Nope, he does not.
So with the segment kicking off here, Kyle, I've got two questions to ask just to start off.
Let's
First
hear him. Let's
question
hear him.
is which first round game do you see being an upset?
I guess if you consider an upset, one that I already had circled because I have it on my money line for bets, I have the Commanders beating Tampa Bay.
I have the same thing. Commanders beating Tampa
So,
Bay, so
yeah,
it
their offense is good. Tampa, it wouldn't surprise me if Tampa still wins, but Jane Dan is playing lights out football. They have electric off. They have so many good playmakers on offense, and their defense has been surprisingly good this year. So, if you want me to go a
Yeah.
little bit off script with that one, though, I'll pick a different one for you just for fun. I could see the Rams beating the Vikings.
I definitely hear that one, but I don't know about what the location change. I don't know about that one now. I think
It's
the
a dome.
Vikings might, yeah, I think the Vikings might win since there's a location change.
I think the Vikings are going to win because
So,
I think Darnold's playing for $40 million right now, so he's
yep.
playing for a contract right now. But
But my
I could see Stafford coming and throwing like three touchdowns or four touchdowns and winning this game.
but I don't know if you want to consider this an upset, but if we're going to go difference here too, I'm taking the Chargers over the Texans. I don't know if that's really considered an upset
They are
with
favored,
how the
but
Texans are playing, but yeah, they are
Chargers
the
are
favorite,
favored.
but
Yeah, Chargers are the favorite, but I can take it. I can see it. That's a hard game
so
to pick. It is a hard game to pick.
Yeah. So, which team do you see being the Cinderella team?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, I could just go basic and just say the Commanders because that's who I do really like them. It's hard to pick a Cinderella team. I don't like anyone from the Chargers Texans really as a Cinderella. Maybe the Chargers just because they play good defense. I don't like the NFC because you got to go through Detroit, you got to go through
Yep.
Philly. Yeah, it's hard to pick the NFC. Like I would love to pick the Commanders. I just don't think they have what it takes to get through those teams. So if I have to pick someone, I'm gonna go with the Chargers as my Cinderella team. I actually
And I'm
had them.
up.
I had them on a previous bet to begin the year is the Chargers were gonna make it to the Super Bowl this year. So
Ooh.
I had a
Okay.
I had, well, I originally what I had was I had a Harbaugh matchup in the conference championship game.
Oh, Chargers Ravens.
I
Okay.
had that as my possible like sleeper pick, and Chargers were my sleeper pick before our podcast started as like a bet that I really loved. I had Chargers winning the division, so I kind of lost that one, but I pretty much had Chargers making the playoffs and being a good team this year. So I can see them winning it all. They have a good
Yep.
defense and they have good offense. They got everything.
And Harbaugh knows how to get it done, that's for sure.
Yes, he's a great coach.
I'd probably agree with you with the
Yeah.
Chargers, but if I have to go with the NFC team, I pick the Minnesota Vikings. Like I did a two for like Cinderella team from both sides myself. I did either the LA Chargers or the Minnesota Vikings for a Cinderella team.
It's a good pick
Like
because it's like the old saying, offense wins games, but what wins championships? When it
defense.
comes to the playoffs, defense wins, and Minnesota has one of the best defenses in the NFL. So,
Yep,
like if
for
I was the
sure. They
Lions,
do.
I wouldn't want to play the Minnesota again and have to beat them three times in a year.
Nope,
I would
but
not want to
that's
play
my
Minnesota.
that's what leads into our little pick'em. So I can start off with my pick'em. Starting with the first round. Obviously, I've spoke about two of these already. Chargers over Texans is my first one. Gonna stick with the AFC here and just keep going. I got the Ravens over the Steelers. I've got the Bills over the Broncos. And then moving over to the NFC for the first round, I've got the Eagles over the Packers. I've got Washington over Tampa, which is the other one that we've already talked about. And then I've got the Vikings over the Rams for my first round picks.
Those are kind of like my picks too. Chargers, Texans. I do like the Chargers. Ravens, Steelers. I just don't. I don't see it.
I mean, the Ravens are just so heavily favored. It's ridiculous.
I know. Like, the -9.5 is crazy. But I mean, obviously, it's the Ravens. So I would still have to go with the Ravens. Bills over Broncos. I'll take Commanders over Buccaneers because that was my upset pick. I do like the Vikings over the Rams. Now, Green Bay and Philly is the one that I have a hard time picking. Philly has the better team, but Green Bay can play in the playoffs. I'm just going to stick. Well, let's do a little different. I'm going Green Bay. Let's see an NFC North just showdown in the playoffs.
Yeah. All right.
Yep, we'll go with Green Bay. Let's see what happens.
Go for first round upset.
Yep.
All right. So, second round, moving on from there. I've got the Chargers over the Chiefs. I'm picking Harbaugh to beat the Chiefs. And then I'm picking Bills over the Ravens. And then go over to the NFC. I've got Eagles over the Vikings. And then Detroit over Washington. To move on to the conference championships.
I like that. So I would take the same pretty much all the way around. But I had the Packers winning. So I do like Detroit over the Commanders. I do. I actually do like the Chargers.
I think we would play. The Packers are the lowest seed. So we'd be playing the Packers.
So you'd be playing the Packers. In your bracket. Now, right?
Yeah, in your bracket, it'd be Detroit versus Green Bay.
So I'll still take Detroit over Green Bay. And then it would be, who else would I have? So I'd have Commanders against...
Yep. The Rams.
The Rams. Give me the Commanders on that one. No, I picked the Vikings, so I want the Vikings. It'd be back to Detroit.
Oh, you picked the Vikings. I'm sorry. I thought you picked the Rams.
No, that was the one where I was saying the Rams could be a sneaky
pick. Yeah, you were talking about the Rams earlier. I thought you actually picked them. My bad.
So Vikings, Commanders, I'm going to take the Vikings. Let's go Vikings, Detroit in the conference. And then I'm going to take – I do like the Chargers over the Chiefs. Yeah, we'll go Bills and Chargers. So we've got
the same AFC championship
much,
and then
a
different
matchup, but
NFC.
The same. So yeah, I got Bills and Chargers in the finals.
All right, then I've got so for my AFC championship, I've got the Bills beating the Chargers, and then I've got the Lions beating the Eagles for the NFC. So
like
Lions Bills Super Bowl bound.
What should I do it just to make the Super Bowl fun? Just
I mean,
so
go
that,
ahead.
Just
do
so that
do
Michigan,
what you want.
Do I, what I really do, want? I think the Bills are going to win it all because I think it's Josh Allen's year.
Yeah.
But for fun, because I would actually like to see this matchup. Let's go Detroit versus the Chargers.
Jim Harbaugh
versus Michigan.
This is Jim Harbaugh versus the whole state of Michigan.
Versus the whole state of Michigan. Who the hell are they going to cheer for him now?
They're probably not.
Nah.
Well, you might have some of those Michigan fans that are like you that cheer for Green Bay or cheer for Minnesota or the Bears.
Yeah.
Like they cheer for different
NFC
North teams that aren't the Lions and
we'll
cheer for Harbaugh instead.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna put the Bills in. It's the Bills and the Lions for me in the finals.
Yeah,
that's the two best teams. Obviously, you have the Lions. I'm gonna take the Bills.
Yep, obviously I'm drinking the blue Kool-Aid over here with
the
Lions winning it all.
Like even with that Super Bowl, I would love to see the Lions win. I wouldn't be mad if the Bills won.
Honestly, I'm the same way with. I'm the same way with me being a Lions fan.
Yeah, it would suck.
I mean,
the
Bills have been there four times already, and they lost all four times. So I wouldn't be too hurt if we did face the Bills and we lost to the Bills.
No, now if it was
honestly,
like Lions Chiefs, and you lost to the Chiefs, I would be furious.
Yes, I would.
No, absolutely.
I'd be searching for all the refs who refereed that game and be like,
yep.
"You sir are on my most wanted list now."
I agree. So we have pretty much the same bracket, but
yeah,
I got those.
All right. And that leads into our upcoming week here. Obviously, we've talked about a few of these games with the NFL playoffs, my top five games to watch at least, three of them being three games in this NFL playoffs. Obviously, I've got eyes on that LA Chargers, Houston Texans game, the Minnesota Vikings versus LA Rams, and then the Washington Commanders and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are all in my top three of my top five games to watch this coming week. The two others that kind of finish off that top five, I've got number five, Alabama, at number 10, Texas A&M in college men's basketball here on Saturday. The road wins in the SEC is a big, big question mark, Kyle. Like, honestly, out of all the road games that have happened so far with, you know, just being two games apiece, you've only got three, four wins on the road. Like, that's
when it comes to college basketball, it is hard to win on the road. It really is. There's a huge home field. It's different in college basketball than it is in college football.
So, with it being number five, Alabama, having to go into number 10, Texas A&M, definitely puts a big question mark on if Alabama can actually do it. And one of those losses that happened most recently is Kentucky losing in Georgia. They lost to Georgia down in Athens, and they are – Kentucky's a top-ranked team, and Georgia's not.
Yep.
And so they're my number five game, with them having to go to Mississippi State for hopefully a bounce-back game for Kentucky.
Yep.
And Mississippi State's actually ranked number 14 for Saturday. Like, this is going to be – A game to definitely watch, especially if you're cheering against Kentucky. Like, I mean, it's not looking good for a Kentucky start. I mean, they had the big win against Florida at home, but they dropped these two in the SEC. Oh, they're starting to go fall behind pretty quickly.
I agree. Yeah, so my top five, that's similar. Like, my literally two that aren't in the NFL were the two same basketball ones, so we don't have to go into them much. I had Alabama and Texas A&M. Not for the road wins as much as just because that should be a good basketball game. I think if it was, like you were saying, playing on the road, if they played at home, I think Alabama beats Texas A&M pretty good. But since it's on the road, it's going to be an interesting game to me. Same with the Kentucky-Mississippi State. That was my other basketball one with yours. It's the same thing. Like, if they're playing in Kentucky, if they're playing down there in Big Blue Nation, I think Kentucky blows them out. But they're not. Now they got to play on the road. So it should be good games to watch. Now, my three NFL teams that I liked for this upcoming week. Obviously, you got the game tonight. We talked about Texas and Ohio State, but I'll just pick three NFL teams instead. I do like the Green Bay Philly game because I think that's going to be one of the more entertaining games, or at least close games to me in these playoffs. So it should be a fun game to watch. I don't like the Bills Broncos. I don't think it's going to be a good game to watch. I like the Commanders and Buccaneers. So that I think that one's going to be a really high scoring game.
Yep.
I think it's the highest over under for total points. I think it's like 50 or 51. So that'll be a fun game to watch, and it should go back and forth. And then my last one, it might be a boring game, but I always got to throw whenever Baltimore plays Pittsburgh. It's just always going to be the rivalry game. You never know. Either Baltimore is heavily favored, but would it surprise me if Pittsburgh won the game? No, because it's like how that matchup goes. It could be a 9-3 game by the end of the game. So.
And Steelers just somehow keep the Ravens scoreless, and then they ruin my freaking bet.
It's just how
I have coming up. Thanks, Kyle. You're just going to completely ruin my gambling men bet that I have. Like, I mean, I've got the Ravens money line over the Steelers, right, to start off this gambling men thing. And then I've got the Derrick Henry to score two TDs.
Ooh, I like
two
that.
TDs.
It's a tough matchup, though. It is a tough matchup.
It's a very tough matchup, but I like that. I really like how that sits there at plus 225. Like, it seems like a money grab to me that
I think
Derrick Henry could run it in two times on the Steelers.
I like that. So I went 4-1 last week, like we said. My only one was lost to Texas. That stupid Texas pick killed me. So my five that I like this week, I have the Washington money line because I think that's going to give you some pretty good odds, at least plus money. And I could easily see the Commanders winning that game, so that one's obviously going to be my number one. I like the Minnesota -3 spread because I think Minnesota should take care of business. Like you said, they're not playing in L.A. now. They're playing down in where is it Arizona they're playing?
Yeah, they're playing in Arizona, Glendale.
So I like that. I like Minnesota -3. I like the Kentucky over Mississippi money line because I think you're going to get good money. They haven't put out the totals yet for it, but I think you should get good money for a Kentucky money line, and I do think they can pull that that little streak you're talking about of teams not doing too well in the SEC winning in the road. So I think Kentucky can do that. They just came off a big win, so I do like that win over Florida that could give spark them some hope. And I feel like they kind of need this game to stay in the SEC with how that powerhouse that's going on in there. So I do like that money line.
They need the win to stay within the top teams.
Exactly. So
Florida turned around and beat Tennessee, and then they're about to go play in Arkansas.
Yep.
So if Florida loses in Arkansas and then Kentucky wins, Kentucky's back in it.
I feel like you should be safe taking Kentucky. Not safe, but I like it because you're going to get pretty good money shit on that with odds. My last two, risky. Well, one's risky, one's not. I like Texas spread of 6.5 with Ohio State. I think this game is actually going to be a closer game. I think Vegas wants you to think how good Ohio State's been playing, that they're just going to blow out Texas. I actually think it's going to be a low-scoring game, and I think Texas can stay in it, if not win it. So that's why
I totally agree to that, honestly.
Both of my bets are with the Texas. It's Texas plus 6.5, and then take the under in points on the Texas-Ohio State of 53. That's a lot of points. You're looking at it could be 27-24, the same score, and you're still good. So I like the under. I just think this game is – I think this Vegas is giving you these numbers like, hey, this is going to be a high-scoring game. Take it. And I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, and it's going to be neck and neck by the end of it. So those are my five.
Well, I'm going to jump on your back there and agree with you about that Texas-Ohio State pick. Because guess what Texas only has to do? They only have to watch two films, right?
Yep.
First film being between them and Michigan, and then the second film being between Michigan and Ohio State this season. Like they could just watch both those, and they'll be like, all right, this is what went right and wrong for us against this team that literally played the team that we're about to play.
Exactly.
Like you can literally just watch the and you. You could probably call up some Michigan guys and just be like, hey. What's the lowdown?
I mean, we're not NFL or college football coaches, but what Texas needs to do, what Oregon didn't do, and what these other teams aren't doing, what Michigan does well, make them run the ball against you. So take away the passing. Just like play a shell defense and make them win the game by running it down your throat because they can't do it. Ohio State's not known for that, again, at least against Michigan. And Texas has a good defense, so I feel like they, instead of just going one-on-one with arguably the best receiver in the country, double him up, make them run the ball against you. So we'll see what they do, but I do like Texas tonight for this game.
Yeah, all right. And I went 4-1 as well this past week with my parlay picks, and coming up here are my five. I got the Chargers money line over the Texans. I mean, I'm just riding on the Chargers, I know. Ravens money line over the Steelers, that's at -112. Then I've got the Commanders money line over the Bucks, which is at +142. And then I've got the Vikings money line over the Rams at -148. And to round it all off with a five pick parlay, the Red Wings money line over the Blackhawks tonight, -185. Keep the streak going, undefeated so far in the January month.
2 points out of the wild card, it's crazy.
And so yeah, and then to top it off, I mean, like I'm parlaying it tonight already. Red Wings money line over the Blackhawks, and to put on that a Kaner anytime score.
Ooh, a Kaner goal. Oh, it is the Blackhawks.
A Kaner goal.
It is the Blackhawks.
+180, man. He's in Chicago. He's in Chicago. It's time for showtime, baby. It is time for showtime.
I thought this one's at home.
Oh, it is? I thought it was in Chicago.
Yeah, I thought it was in Detroit this game because they just played in Chicago last time.
Well.
It doesn't matter. It's still showtime. Well. It's showtime against the Blackhawks.
Yep.
So
That's literally my parlay for at least tonight. So,
yep. So my top player props, kind of two games really. I just have with the Packers Eagles. I have Jordan Love. I think this game's gonna be Jordan Love's gonna have to throw the ball. So I'm gonna take the over of like 220 passing yards he's gonna get, and then take the over 1.5 touchdown passes. I'm all in on Love. This doesn't mean that they're going to win, but I just think the Packers are going to have to throw the ball. So I like the two Love ones. And then my last one is Darnold 1.5 passing touchdowns. That's been safe this whole year, it seems like. Just take Darnold with his passing touchdowns.
Nice. Nice. I like that. Yep. All right, and then so don't bet on it. I've got the game tonight between Ohio State and Texas. I don't want to touch that with a 9.5-foot pole.
Yep.
Because, like, what I'm kind of backing what you're saying earlier is, like, this game can be very defensive, very, you know, non-scoring. As long as Texas does their thing, they could beat Ohio State, and it can completely go against how all the bettors have been betting. Because apparently a lot of people think the Buckeyes are a guaranteed grab, money grab. So I totally disagree.
Yep, that sounds like
and say that. Don't bet on it.
Yeah, Texas,
so,
maybe.
I mean, yeah.
I like it.
And so, and then my other one is the Anaheim Ducks. Do not bet on the Anaheim Ducks.
It's hard to bet on those losing teams.
I mean, they're a losing team. Their program is trying to find a turnaround. Apparently, Zegras is on the trading block. So
Detroit, go get him. I wanted to begin the year.
Somebody is going to end up with that man.
That's who I wanted Detroit to go get. Dealing
some things away,
yeah.
I would say. So.
Yeah, I like it. So my don't bet on it. My three, just like the last two times, I don't like betting on the Baltimore-Pittsburgh games. Don't touch them. I don't know what's going to happen. No one does. Just don't do it. Don't touch it. Second one, I don't want to touch the Chargers-Texans as much, because I could see this game going either way. So it's hard for me to put money confidently on this game. I could see the Texans just balling out, but then I could also see the Chargers shutting them down. So I don't like it. My last one is any player line with Jalen Hurts on it. I don't like it because I don't know how to bet those with Jalen Hurts. He's just coming off his concussion. He just cleared it, missed two games. He's going to be rusty. Is he going to get a tush push or two, or is he going to throw two touchdowns, or is it just going to be Saquon Barkley getting four touchdowns? I don't like the Hurts player line, so those are my ones I wouldn't touch.
Gotcha. All right. And homeward bound we go.
Let's bring it home.
All right. Talking about some Lions, Packers, Panthers. You know, kind of reviewing what we just talked about. Lions getting the number one seed, man. Drinking
That's
the blue
huge.
Kool-Aid
Playoffs
for a whole
Detroit.
Week.
Playoffs coming through Detroit.
So it's going to be
Eminem
definitely something.
Eminem going to be lighting it up.
Definitely, for sure.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, Lions look tough. It's going to be tough to go through the Lions. You don't want to go through them. Their offense is just lights out. Even with all these injuries on defense, they're still holding together somewhat. But it's just like when you go to Detroit and you're playing Detroit, you're just going to have to outscore them, and it's hard to do right now. And then you got Packers. They look good, but they just had two injuries in the last game. So they have a tough first round matchup,
like
tough
honestly.
I don't like it, so I have not big hopes on it, but hopefully it'll just be a good game, so I can hope for.
And then for the Panthers, I think they're turning things around. I think – probably for the better, but obviously it's not the way you really want to end the season at the end of the day. But to me, I think it's a good positive vibe for the organization itself and for the front office. And it's kind of difficult when you're like, oh, we had this kind of season, but this is the way we ended.
And you hate having to win games to kill your draft stock, but at the same time, you won games. And it kind of proved to you and your organization that Bryce Young is probably going to be your quarterback, and he looks good now. So hopefully he fixed it. He's good to go. Now you just got to work on getting him a couple weapons and using your draft picks wisely and getting some defense shored up. So I think they're on their up and up. And then maybe not next year, maybe the year after that, but they're on their way.
Yeah, and then moving on to some – college basketball again. Got Wolverines with the Big Ten West Coast trip. Winning both those games is definitely a big plus for them.
Yep, top 10 team right there.
And so, yeah, they're definitely going to look very dangerous to the rest of the Big Ten.
It's funny. We talked about the SEC not winning road games, and guess how many road games Michigan has won in the conference?
Three.
They haven't even played a home con, or they played one. They played Iowa, but it's like, yeah, they're undefeated on the road. It's crazy.
Some road warriors here. And then I've got some Deeks talk here. The Deeks are looking a little bit of a better ACC team than the Pack right now. I mean, they're 3-1. The Pack is only 1-1. I mean,
The Deeks were favored to begin this year, I think, to finish third. So they had a kind of rough start there. After they beat us, it was like, oh, maybe they are for real. And then they lost like a couple bad games.
Yeah. But I mean, they had a tough out of conference schedule, to be honest. And I would say most Wake fans or Wake enthusiasts said that they ended up with a better preseason than they thought they would. They thought they would have had a few more losses than what was ended up here in their
At the end of the day, you can't be mad with 3-1 in your conference to start. Like, that's, you can only win
no,
with what you,
you
got,
cannot be mad at that.
You're projected to finish third in the ACC, and right now you're on pace for it, or at least top dog right now. But yeah, you got to be happy with it.
No,
definitely
better than NC State right now. I want to be disappointed in it. That's for sure. But the one thing that I am disappointed in is the Tigers re-signed Scooball at $10 million for only one season.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we're going all in one more year with you, because they can't afford to give them all the other monies. But at least you get them for one more year. That's a smart look. I like it. I understand. I know you want them long term, but look, I understand it, because they're going. What they'll do if they make a run and they're good next year in the year, they're going to extend him. It's a smart play, because look, if you go next year and maybe this was just a flash in the pan and you guys suck next year, you have all the trade block right now that you can get the world for Tarik Skubal. So it's kind of a win-win for Detroit. Like, if you play the season and you guys are good, they're going to extend him. If you're bad, you're going to get a bunch of trade. There's a lot of chips coming in for him. So I understand the contract.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I want him longer, just the way that he is. And I feel like we could build around him. And yeah, I really hope that this season goes really well for him. And we re-sign him for an extended period of time, to be honest.
I think they will.
So, and then Red Wings,
yeah,
undefeated so far in January. Well, I mean,
it's crazy what a coaching change will do.
Look at us. Who would have thought? Who would have thought we would be here?
And it was tough.
Just like that Paul Rudd meme.
Wins.
Who would have thought?
And it was tough wins.
Yeah, and so they faced the Blackhawks tonight. Blackhawks put that on.
You beat the Capitals. You beat Pittsburgh. You beat the Winnipeg Jets. You beat playoff teams right now. You just beat in this run.
Yep. And
you mean the number one team
in
the NHL?
I mean, all of the Detroit teams in January were undefeated until last night. The Pistons lost to the Warriors, which that's kind of a fall. But still,
Michigan's looking great. Whole state of Michigan's doing great this month.
We're doing awesome. We're doing awesome.
Michigan beats Alabama. Everybody's happy right now. This is awesome.
Everybody's happy. Everybody's almost undefeated. I mean, if we just don't include the Detroit Pistons for some reason, we'll be fine.
They're still having a great year to begin with. So
yeah, they're definitely having a better year than last year, or at least the past two, three years for sure.
At this point, last year they were like 3-33 or something like that. Or
They did not have very many wins. They did not have this many wins at all.
And they're above 500, so that's great. It's good for them.
Yep. And then Canes are firing on all cylinders. I mean, with that big win last night, geez. That was quite the game last night. I don't know if you watched it, but that was
Canes look like they could do it this year finally. I still think they need to get a top player, one more top player at the trade deadline, and I think it's done. Like, their team is low. They're ready.
Yeah. I totally agree with you on that one. And yeah, that'll wrap up our little this and that podcast session on the 10th here. Looking forward to next week. We'll talk a little bit more about the NFL playoffs. We'll look back into our top five games, which ones made it into the actual top five. Hopefully we get some better honorable mentions, but I don't think we can get a better honorable mention than a gold medal. I mean,
those are great.
I don't think anybody can top that.
Can't be worse.
And we'll see how we do in our gambling bin, see how our parlays go. You know, obviously, once I hit it, we won't really have to worry about, like, trying to make money off of this podcast.
We'll just be gambling men for life.
All right. Well, I'm Alex Bauer.
And I'm Kyle Davis.
Y'all have yourselves a good rest of your week. Stay safe. Stay warm. It's pretty snowy here.
Yep. Have a nice, fun week of watching sports.
Exactly. All right. See y'all.
See ya.